Pneumonia Prophylaxis. This is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Ray Hall. Episode number 2020 is here.
First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are: we have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.
Pneumonia, also known as lung inflammation, is a serious health condition that affects millions of people worldwide every year. It is caused by various factors, including bacteria, viruses, fungi, and even certain chemicals. Pneumonia can range from mild to severe and can lead to complications, especially in individuals with weakened immune systems or pre-existing medical conditions. Therefore, prevention is absolutely crucial when it comes to pneumonia.
One of the most effective ways to prevent pneumonia is through vaccination. Vaccines are designed to stimulate the immune system and protect the body against specific pathogens. The pneumococcal vaccine, for example, protects against the most common cause of bacterial pneumonia, Streptococcus pneumoniae. It is recommended for individuals of all ages, but particularly for those at higher risk, such as the elderly, young children, and individuals with certain chronic diseases.
Another important aspect of pneumonia prevention is practicing good hygiene. This includes regular hand washing with soap and water or using alcohol-based hand sanitizers, especially before eating or touching the face. Avoiding close contact with individuals who have respiratory infections, such as the common cold or flu, is also advisable. Covering the mouth and nose with a tissue or the elbow when coughing or sneezing is essential to prevent the spread of respiratory droplets that can harbor pneumonia-causing pathogens.
Maintaining a healthy lifestyle can also significantly reduce the risk of contracting pneumonia. Eating a balanced diet rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins helps keep the immune system strong. Regular exercise not only improves overall health but also enhances the body's ability to fight off infections. Avoiding smoking and limiting alcohol consumption are also important, as they weaken the immune system and make individuals more susceptible to respiratory infections.
For those at high risk of pneumonia, such as those with chronic illnesses or weakened immune systems, additional preventive measures may be necessary. These can include the use of antibiotics or antiviral medications prophylactically, as recommended by healthcare professionals. It is crucial for individuals in these categories to regularly consult with their healthcare providers to determine the most appropriate prevention strategies for their specific circumstances.
Pneumonia can be a life-threatening condition, especially for vulnerable populations. By taking proactive measures to prevent pneumonia, such as vaccination, practicing good hygiene, maintaining a healthy lifestyle, and seeking appropriate medical advice when necessary, individuals can significantly reduce their risk of developing this potentially dangerous illness. Remember, prevention is always better than cure, and when it comes to pneumonia, it could be a matter of life and death.
This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 2020. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.